absurd name and a pair of restless feet who tried his luck in Manhattan and Brooklyn, in Baltimore and Charleston, in Duluth and Chicago, employed variously as a dockhand, an ordinary seaman on a Great Lakes tanker, an animal handler for a traveling circus, an assembly line worker in a tin can factory, a truck driver, a ditch digger, a night watchman. For all his efforts, he never earned more than nickels and dimes, and therefore the only things poor Ike Ferguson bequeathed to his wife and three boys were the stories he had told them about the vagabond adventures of his youth. In the long run, stories are probably no less valuable than money, but in the short run, they have their decided limitations. The leather goods company made a small settlement with Fanny to compensate her for her loss, and then she left Chicago with the boys, moving to Newark, New Jersey, at the invitation of her husband's relatives, who gave her the top floor apartment in their house in the Central Ward for a nominal monthly rent. Her sons were 14, 12, and 9. Louis, the oldest, had long since evolved into Lou, L-E-W. Aaron, the middle child, had taken to calling himself Arnold after one too many schoolyard beatings in Chicago. And Stanley, the 9-year-old, was commonly known as Sonny. To make ends meet, their mother took